Welcome back to Your Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. Back in January of this year, we did a story about the alarming number of migrant deaths taking place in the desert plains of Brooks County, Texas, 40 miles north of the Mexican border. Last week, in that same area of Brooks County, Texas, anthropologists from Baylor University found a mass grave of unidentified migrant bodies in a county-owned cemetery near the small town of Falfurrias, Texas. Bodies were exhumed from 52 plots, but the actual number of bodies is unknown, as the remains themselves were found in disarray. There were 3 bodies buried in one body bag, 5 buried in another, individual bones like skulls buried without remaining body parts. It is a gruesome scene, and one that leaves a lot of questions unanswered. So to help us make sense of this story, we have with us Monica Ortiz Uribe. She's a reporter with KJZZ and the Fronteras Network. Welcome to Latino USA, Monica.
Thank you, Maria.
Take us to how this story actually breaks.
Well, so there has been an influx, an inundation of immigrants at the South Texas border, as we've heard reported for the last year, actually. And so these migrants, as they're coming further north, they try to skirt a border patrol checkpoint that is 70 miles north of the Texas border. These checkpoints are all across the border. And so to try and skirt this border patrol checkpoint, the migrants are crossing through this harsh ranch land. Much of it is privately owned, where it's hot, the conditions are very harsh, there's little shade, little water, and some of them die in this very last leg of their journey. And so it falls on the county, it's called Brooks County, to deal with the deaths and to bury the migrants.
So it's Brooks County's responsibility to deal with the deaths. We get that. But this story is about mass graves, unidentified, being found in a cemetery that a funeral home uses. How are these bodies even uncovered? Who was going into the cemetery to say, we're going to exhume bodies?
So there are 2 universities in Texas where their anthropology departments have volunteered students and experts to go in and exhume the bodies and try to identify them. So the bodies that end up buried in the cemetery in Brooks County are the bodies of unidentified migrants. And so they're buried there, and these anthropology experts come and exhume them and use DNA testing. They have a database that they've collected with families in Latin America. And they try to match, they try to make matches and identify the migrants and send them back home. So these are basically the remains of those who nobody knows who they are.
But something strange happens here, because they go to exhume these bodies, and then all of a sudden they're just finding more and more and more unidentified bodies?
Right. So what they found was the bodies were not buried as you would traditionally expect. There was more than one body found in a single body bag. There were multiple bodies found in one grave site. So basically what the anthropology group is saying is that these bodies were buried improperly and carelessly.
So is there an element where there is a criminal element that is basically murdering people and just burying them in this cemetery? Or is it that the funeral home is trying to hide bodies as well?
Well, that's still a question as to why were these bodies buried in the way that they were and how. As far as the criminal element, there has not been any kind of charges on the funeral home or to anyone. The anthropology team that exhumed these bodies were simply reporting their discovery. And when we talk about mass graves, in the last few years, we've come to think of drug cartels terrorizing migrants on Mexican soil. These graves are different. And the likely story of these migrants is that they crossed into the U.S. illegally and died on this last leg of the journey.
This is very unsettling. What is the vibe now in this area?
Well, as you can imagine, people are frustrated. People are overwhelmed. Certainly the authorities and the people who live there. I was told when I visited last August that sometimes these migrants show up at strangers' front steps looking for water and looking for food in distress. And so no one really knows what to do. They're trying to do their best. They have a limited budget at the county. So it's not, as you can imagine, it's not an easy thing. And it kind of took the county by surprise, I think.
What about the funeral home? Is there a sense that the funeral home is responsible, that they may have buried these bodies and just buried them incorrectly, or that they did nothing wrong?
Well, the funeral home has told other media outlets, as I've been reading the reports, that, you know, they work with the utmost dignity with any of their clients, whether it be a family or the county. And again, it's too early to tell how these improper burials happened. It seems that the anthropology team has just reported their findings, and there are still a lot of unanswered questions.
For all of your reporting on this, Monica, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Monica Ortiz Uribe is a reporter with KJZZ in Phoenix and the Fronteras Network, and a contributor to Latino USA.